The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The River Seine, which carves its way through the heart of Paris, has lifted a ban on bathing, as we've reported on this programme before. This ban was in effect since 1923. Now, at the moment, it's particularly useful as it allows Parisians to cool off during the sweltering heat wave, which is eclipsing most of Europe at the moment. But aside from Paris, many other major cities, like Copenhagen and Amsterdam, actually encourage their locals to swim in their rivers and canals. But not in Dublin. As many know, the River Liffey is not exactly a hotspot for local swimming enthusiasts, and we wondered, why is that? Well, joining me is Jenny Lawler from Dublin City University's Water Institute. Jenny, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm very well. I've never been swimming in the Liffey, I have to say. Now, it's not exactly swimming friendly. There are no great embankments like you see in London on the Thames and in Paris on the Seine.
Yeah, it's definitely not been designed for swimming. And as you rightly said, the water quality in the Liffey would not be of good enough quality for swimming. So while I think it's not technically banned, I think it's not encouraged, apart from the one race a year that's organised by Swim Ireland, where they have some sort of kind of decontamination showers in place typically.
Yeah, now, that is called the Liffey Swim, and it comes downstream towards the docks. They don't swim up against the current, as far as I remember. We used to watch it as children. We used to make sure to get to the Liffey walls to look at the swimmers in action. Now, tell me, why is the water quality so poor?
Well, in Ireland, we have a very comprehensive monitoring program in terms of our surface and river water quality throughout the country. We're at about 54% of our waters are at good or better ecological status, and we have a commitment to improve that to 100% good quality or better by 2027.
Yeah, but 54 is only.
It looks like we're probably not going to meet.
Yeah, it's only over half.
Yeah.
So it means almost half our waters are not fit.
Yeah. So some of the big kind of challenges that we have are things like in Dublin. I mean, certainly what's impacting in the Liffey would be the way that our aging wastewater and stormwater infrastructure is designed. And then across the country, we have a lot of historical issues with agricultural runoff, which is one of the biggest impacts to the quality of our fresh water.
Now, when you talk about our wastewater, I mean, at the moment, does everything not go into the same drain, really?
That's exactly what happens, Pat. And it's one of the biggest things that they had to do in Paris to be able to improve the water quality in the Seine. So they spent, I think it was something like €1.5 billion upgrading the infrastructure there. And one of the big things that they had to do was separate the stormwater from the wastewater systems.
So, for example, if you're in a house, right, and outside your house there's a pathway and there's a gully there, I suppose, with a shore, and the rainwater, when it falls and it drains off your driveway across the footpath into this gully, and it goes down below into some sort of pipe. That is the same pipe that's delivering your sewage from your home, isn't it?
Exactly. That's exactly right. And when we have a high rainfall event, what typically happens is the flow of water, because it's combined with the sewage and the stormwater, it's too high for the wastewater treatment plants to cope with. So that's where we have we start to have big issues. And that's where you see things like beach closures because of rainfall events.
And so basically,
and even though
the rainwater is diluting the sewage somewhat, the volume of it is such that the treatment plants cannot cope. So they've just got to dump it.
Essentially, that's what happens. Yeah. And although it's diluting the sewage, there's a lot of, bacteria and nutrients and stuff like that that will be in the rainwater because it's washing off the land. So it's picking up sediment. It's picking up all sorts of things as it goes into the stormwater system.
Now, what you're suggesting, though, therefore, is that this is almost an insoluble problem because, you know, Dublin, at the heart of it, it's an old medieval city, I suppose, and much of our drainage was put in place by the Victorians before the weight of population we now have was imposed on this ancient city. So how do you fix it?
Well, I think that In the very short term, certainly by this 2027 target, I don't think that it's possible, and I don't think that it's in Éisce Éireann's plan. Although they do have a longer term plan to 2050, which will help us to achieve what we're supposed to achieve under the River Basin Management Plan, the Urban Wastewater Management Plan, and eventually try to get us to achieve what we want under the under the Water Framework Directive. But in the short term, it would be pretty much impossible, I think. You know, further up in the Liffey, yes, the water quality in places is quite good, but within the city, I think it would be very difficult. There are some alternatives, though. So, as you said, Pat, like, the Liffey isn't set up really for just hopping in for a swim. But there could be some things that could be put in place, for example, where you take in the water and you treat it locally and you design, you know, you need an engineering solution for it, where you can have a local filtration system and you can have an open air pool that takes Liffey water, treats it locally, it's used for bathing and it goes back into the Liffey, for example. So those kind of things would be possible, but it would require massive investment. So as I said, the French spent, you know, $1.5 billion on their upgrades, which they did, I suppose. They were, you know, targeting the Olympics at the time. You know, and I don't think that the funding is there. So the kind of focus of us here in Ireland is looking at trying to restore the good ecological status across the country. And a lot of the focus is on looking at the agricultural sector and looking to reduce that runoff. So there's been a few kind of priority areas for action. And then one kind of good thing to say as well, I suppose, is we do have some water bodies that actually have high status, some quite pristine waters. And there have been some very successful projects across a number of catchments trying to make sure that we keep that high status. And that's been quite positive in terms of trying to reduce nitrates and phosphates going into the waters there. But overall, any improvements that we've seen across the country have actually been balanced by declining water quality across the country. So the Environmental Protection Agency publishes reports on a 5-year basis on our water quality. The picture is not good, to be honest. We need to do more to try and achieve this, unfortunately. But what I would say, Pat, if people are interested in finding out what the quality of their local river or lake is, there's they can go to a website which is called www.catchments.ie, and they can search by map and they can look at their local water body and they can find out the most recent data about the quality there.
Very good, Jenny. That's a very good resource. Catchment.ie is where you go. Jenny Lawler of the DCU Water Institute, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.